All right, we have 2 minutes. We are doing part two of my very Sayyid, beginning from Atahualpa. I do who I said about that, I'm sorry. So can I tell you if this is like a mini track? All right, let us begin. So, Atahu Hashem B'Padecha, it is you alone, Hashem. Et HaShemayim, you made the heaven, B'Chos HaVa'am. The greatest heaven, and all the legions, all the angels. What is the... Phrase alone is so much more powerful than we truly imagine. Atahu, it is you alone, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levadacha, you made Asita et HaShemayim, the heaven. It's already an accomplishment. You created heaven. B'Shemei HaShemayim V'Chos Va'am, the most beautiful heaven. Before the angel, before his legions. If Hashem would have said, no more humanity, he could wipe out humanity in a second. Yet we are all here. We have to appreciate what Hashem does to us, down to a T. And I think that's what this phrase alone, and the second part of my verse, David, which is Atahu, which is starting now, which is in the Chemia, Psukim Vav Suyirao, if that's what Nehemiah is telling us. Appreciate Hashem. Appreciate the little things in life. Appreciate everything. I saw from Rabbi Menachem Penner, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University. That one who appreciates the little things, one who appreciates, we'll go to Moda Ani for a second. Why do we say Moda? He created Ani, me. Because it's not about Ani, it's not about the me, it's about the Moda. It's about the fact that Hashem created us, and Moda also has the same also has the same lashon as modim, which is to thank, has the shorak of moda, to create. We have to thank the Creator who created every little thing. He created the heaven, the most beautiful heaven. Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. Avinu, Avinu. Hashem created Shemayim. The earth and everything on it. Every single one of us was created by God. Perfected, was programmed better than any person can program a robot. Programmed with a mission. Programmed with a cause. The question that begs the question of, if that is the case, where is the bechira? How do we have bechira? So, I'll give you the classic example. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about football, but this is the classic example. A person records the Super Bowl. You have a chasen of that night, but he's a big football fan. The Giants are in the Super Bowl. That would be an ace. The Giants are in the Super Bowl, and they're playing the Jets. Jets think the Super Bowl would be a bigger need. But anyway, Giants, Jets, Super Bowl, New York teams. And he's like, I really want to watch that. I'm going to record it, and then after the chasen, I'm going to watch it. The game already happened. But yet, this person's watching the game for the first time. So do the players have the bechira? Yes, because this person is watching it for the first time. So it's as if the players, even if it aired 6 hours ago, are first now making the plays and making the decisions. And so to us. Hashem programmed us, but we're not robots. We are human. We have bechira. We have the choice to do the ratzon of Hashem or not to do the ratzon of Hashem. To do the ratzon or not to do the ratzon. That is the question. Take that, Shakespeare. Anyway, Hayamim b'chalasher b'heim. The seas and everything in them, and you give them all life. The frogs in the pond. The salamanders that I see when I walk past the bay on low tide off the Jamaica Bay. The frogs, the newts. The fish. I have a fish tank in my house. The fish in the water. The sharks. All the fish, everything in the sea, all sea animals. Who were they created by? One being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shebaat Shemayim, our Father in Heaven. We need to realize, we need to recognize it, and we need to thank Him. Thank Him for every little thing. Realize what He done for us, that without Hashem, we would not be on this earth. We would not exist. Hashem could wipe us out in a second. People, you could... Give me 1 second. You could challenge me by saying, wow, Hashem made the promise of the rainbow in the Parsha of Noah. In Parsha Noah, that he's never going to wipe us out again. Yeah, that doesn't mean he can't. He made the promise. How many politicians keep their promises? Not many. Hashem could wipe us out. We did many avirot over the years. But look who Tanakh. A lot of the king, Menachem ben Chizkiyahu, Baal, etc. And yet, we're still here. B'nai Yisrael is still a nation. B'nai Yisrael, Kwai Yisrael, is still here. Atahu Hashem Elokim. It is you, Hashem, the son of Abraham, who selected Abraham, who selected Avram, sorry, who was not Abraham yet. Think about that. The first Jew, Abraham, Avram, later Avram Avinu. He selected Avram. He could have pissed Uber off from him and said, you know what, I'll go with Nimrod, or I'll go with Haran, or, you know, Joe over there, yeah, he'll be a great first two, or Shame or Ava. But he selected Avram. Now, some people would say, well, duh, he selected Avram. He didn't have to select Avram, he's a Shem. Could have selected whoever he wanted to select. He selected Avram, a father Abraham. Avram Avinu. Some Tashimo Avraham. Born him out of Orkazdim and made him Avraham. He didn't have to change his name to Avraham. He didn't have to be the first Jew. It's all Yad Hashem. It's all the hand of Hashem. Masata et livavo nemam lefanecha. You found his heart. You found the heart of Avraham. FIFA before you. What does that mean for us? If we realize the little things in life, those of us who are healthy, Baruch Hashem, those of us who know people who are sick, you could say, Baruch Hashem, they're still alive. There's a chance. One of the biggest nechama for myself, my family, for those who don't know, my grandfather, who was an English Yiddish, was one of the two that were hit by a car. Who was hit by a car coming out of B'nai Yishon in Tinak. He was nifter. One of the biggest nechamot comforts for our family was when the other person, Micha Kaufman, was in the hospital. He's now home, Baruch Hashem. He's recovering. Now, people, some of my friends are like to me, but he's not even your relative. Yeah, is he? Is he not a Jew? Is he not a Yid? And he was a close friend of my grandpa's. We could also learn for a good first name of Micha Chaim and Sarah. Yes. He most certainly is. And therefore, we thank Hashem for every little detail for choosing Avram, our father Abraham. Tomorrow we're going to do Zecharot, which is basically a continuation of this Atahu Hashem with Abcha. We're going to end with the hell in my glory. You should have my blood. Let's say now. Yeah, hurry. Yeah, you never was free. As we meet men of now, you say Shemayim Barat. I tell my work the comes. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. The Mabba Shemesh, Yakaka, Yavech, Bavaiva. The Nashmur Fabikora, Yishmor, Lashaka. The Nashmur Fika, Voeha. May I tab Yadoban. Davin. For everyone needs a refuah, thank Hashem that we are still here. And we thank Hashem that we're healthy. If Inu Hashem and Rafe, I'm going to discuss this when we see Shon Asrei. But we just want to say further, but say we say no Hashem Rafi, we're davening for others. Rabbi Rafner says it is also like we are davening for ourselves, for our complete refuah. Because we do not have a complete refuah until the coming of the Messiah, until the coming of Mashiach. Until that happens, we won't have a complete refuah. So I kind of laugh at those who are davening for the shuls to come back. not because it's a silly idea, but because we're right now stuck in our homes. Why are we settling for less? We should daven for Mashiach. Daven for one kehillah called Klal Yisrael to daven together in Yerushalayim. To have a Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim, the Levim, the Bacharim serving with the Levim. I'm a Bachar, I had to add that in there. Karbanos, reinstated. Isn't that what we want? As a nation? This is something to think about. And this is something we need to hear. Have a wonderful day. Pirkei Avot 6 p.m. Perek Bet Mishnah Yud Aleph. No parsha tonight due to other commitments.